whoever made the decisions concerning the proper Secret Service security details for presidential events should be immediately fired. And of course, that's exactly what I said in my piece, that if the whoever was in charge of that security detail from the Secret Service wasn't fired on Monday, then it was a coup. And I absolutely believe it was a coup. It's going to get far worse, far quicker than anyone can imagine.
Bob Moriarty, I wish I could talk to you in different circumstances, as we said offline. So how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. So we've had some crazy events the last couple of days, or a couple of days ago on Saturday night. Love to chat with you about that. Just get your thoughts about that and some implications. And we've talked about black swans. It seems like it's setting up for a whole bunch of different black swans. And I just want to get your thoughts and opinions now.
Well, here's what's interesting. I predicted Trump's assassination. And obviously that infers an attempted assassination. But what it didn't infer was missing by one inch. And this, let me read a quote to you from Victor Hansen, because it's so appropriate. He's written a long piece today. He says, this is a no-brainer. Whoever made the decisions concerning the proper Secret Service security details for presidential events should be immediately fired. And of course, that's exactly what I said in my piece, that if the whoever was in charge of that security detail from the Secret Service wasn't fired on Monday, then it was a coup. And I absolutely believe it was a coup. It's going to get far worse, far quicker than anyone can imagine, because the Democrats have just realized it doesn't make any difference which idiot they come up with. Trump will win the election if there is an election.
Okay, so I'm going to set, thank you, and I'm going to set this up too, just for all of our listeners, and you're one of the most listened people on the channel. Bob is not a Democrat. I don't want to speak for you, but you really don't care in all of our conversations. What you do care about is justice and truth.
Correct.
You don't really got a dog in this fight per se, and I don't want to speak for you, but you're not partisan is what I'm trying to say.
And actually, I am.
You are?
Okay.
I don't want to speak for you.
I support the Constitution.
Amen. Yes.
I support the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
I support law and order. I don't support the corruption that exists in both parties. It's one snake with two heads, okay?
That's why you're my friend, Bob, right there. That's why you're my friend.
But let's go into some of the things that nobody has covered except me.
Please.
Okay, there were two snipers that were about 130 yards from the assassin. They had him in their scope for 3 minutes. He was allowed to get into position and fire multiple shots. Now, I think I counted three shots, and then two or three seconds later, the first sniper started firing, and then a second or two later, the second sniper fired. In every single interview I've heard people talk, they talk about Secret Service snipers. Those snipers were not Secret Service. Those snipers were local law enforcement. And you could tell because one of them came out on X and he said, oh, by the way, we had the assassin in our sights for 3 minutes and we refused permission to fire. Now, that's a big deal. That says that Mayorkas and the head of the Secret Service should resign immediately. This is a coup d'etat. They tried to kill Trump, and they couldn't. Now, if anybody thinks it's over, it's not over, okay? What they will do is do everything in their power to create a situation where we have martial law. And all it would take, I mean, we haven't gone into my military background, but I spent 20 months in Vietnam in heavy combat. So I certainly have some idea what I'm talking about when I talk about military shit. As a forward air controller, I picked hundreds of targets, not 10, not 20, not 50, not 100, hundreds and hundreds of targets. If you were going to attack the United States, given the current situation, the very best way to attack the United States would be to smuggle in 50 or 100 or 500 or 1,000 military-age, military-trained secret agents. They're all given $1,500 cash. They're given a telephone. They're given a credit card. They've got a phone, it means you could track. How much chaos would there be if whoever brought them in called them up, said, okay, guys, get some guns, go to a mall, go to a synagogue, go to a church, go anywhere where there's a lot of people and start shooting. Now, if there were 10 or 20 or 30 or 50 attacks in the United States, which would be easy to set up, the government would declare martial law and the government would say, okay, we don't need an election. We'll be like Ukraine, okay? And once Joe Biden's term expires, we'll just keep him in office. Mexico had an election on June 2nd. Mexico has a population of 127 million. The United States has a population of about 338 up to as much as 350 million people. So we are 2 to 2.5 times as large as Mexico. Do you have any idea of how many politicians were assassinated just this election cycle in Mexico?
I don't, but I'll guess half a dozen.
How about 37?
That's crazy.
No, it's not crazy. We have more people and we have more guns and we have more military age young people who have crawled across the border illegal. If someone is not using that as a weapon, I would be totally shocked. That is the easiest weapon to use that you could possibly come up with. And believe me, somebody would have thought it. And the Democrats are now in a position that everything they've done has blown up in their face. The whole Secret Service thing at this thing in Butler, PA. The funny thing is they've already started lying. They keep talking about Secret Service snipers, and they were not Secret Service snipers. One of them has identified himself as a local policeman. They were good snipers, there's no question. 2 seconds after the assassin fired his first round, they blew his head off, okay? They didn't have to search for him. They knew exactly where he was, but they were local police. So Secret Service has come out and said, we do not have a policy of not shooting. The Secret Service snipers would have been allowed to shoot. Well, they weren't Secret Service snipers in the first place, and the Secret Service told them not to shoot. And that building, 130 yards away from Trump, If I was standing on top of that building and had a slingshot, I could have done a better job of whacking Trump than that kid did. But through the grace of God or good luck or something, that bullet missed being deadly by 1 inch. Why were there no policemen up there? Why were the snipers not allowed to shoot the assassin? Everything about that says either the worst, most incompetent people in government service were assigned to guarding Trump, or it was a coup. Now, have you seen the picture of the pudgy little woman who snuck up behind Trump, the Secret Service agent? Okay. She's probably the smartest person in the Secret Service.
Right?
I'm absolutely serious. If you were at an event and you were guarding Trump and somebody tried to shoot him, the safest place that you could possibly be would be right behind his butt. He's got a butt the size of a rhinoceros. You're safe if you hide behind his butt. And there's another picture of her and two other Secret Service agents who were next to the car when they were driving Trump out of there. And she's left-handed, and she can't figure out how to put her pistol into her holster. Now, I'm sorry, but, you know, I was in the Marine Corps for 6 years, okay? If I went into combat with a guy and saw somebody wanting to fly with me who couldn't figure out how to put a gun into a holster, I'd say, pal, you ain't flying with me, okay? That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. She's wandering around holding this 9mm in her hand, okay, because she can't figure out where to put it. Now, she doesn't need the damn thing anymore, but she can't figure out, gee, I wonder how this holster works. Guys, could you help me? Could somebody tell me how to use this holster?
My daughter told me that. She said, we were watching that. She goes, Dad, she can't hold the holster her weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this daughter is 23 told me that. And well, she sent me the comment, you want her protecting you?
Okay, that's the bad news. Would you like to hear the good news?
You please.
The woman who's in charge of the Secret Service has the goal of 30% hires of women under DEI this year.
I heard that. I heard an interview of her saying that. Yes.
So what we've had, well, I'm going to tell you how to make some money. Would you like to know how to make some money?
I would. I'd like to hear about how we make some money. And then I'd also like to hear about, I'd like to game this out as far as we can, but go ahead.
Okay. If you ever see Trump walk into a 7-Eleven and go up to the pick six machine, look over his shoulder, and as he picks the six numbers, write them down on his hand. And as soon as he and his entourage leave, buy about 100 tickets with those numbers.
That's the luckiest guy in the world.
Well, the guy who had the best comment on that, Bill Baer, on television, he said, Donald Trump's the luckiest motherfucker in the world.
I would agree with that. Well, let's game it out then. So thing is, it's like, it was shocking, but yet not surprising, if that makes sense. And so
what's shocking is the fact that the guy missed by an inch.
Yeah.
Okay. I could have coped with him missing, and I could have coped with him hitting, but almost hitting and at that kind of range. In the Marine Corps, you have to qualify with the rifle every year. You've got a 200-meter course, a 300-meter course, and a 500-meter course. 200 meters, you are expected offhand, okay, can hit a target that's 12 inches, okay? I can do that 10 times out of 10, and I can do it at my age today. I can still do it. that kid in a prone position couldn't hit Donald Trump. Now, do you know why he wasn't part of the rifle team group at his high school?
I don't know. Tell me.
He was such a rotten shot.
Yeah, I did hear that, actually.
No shit.
They sure did pick a good person, didn't they?
here's even better. And tell me this is a coincidence. 2 years ago, BlackRock did a commercial about education and went to that high school, and that kid was in the advertisement.
Wow.
By pure chance.
Wow. I mean, what you call that.
The mere fact that BlackRock stands to lose billions and billions and billions of dollars because they own half of the eastern Ukraine, okay, now possessed by the Russian, you know, would BlackRock actually stoop to the point of assassinating a Republican candidate for president? Well, let me think about this. I think they would. So, you know, we are literally game on. I absolutely think it will lead to Civil War II. And we're going to see things that surprise both of us, Andy.
Okay, so that's what I want to know is, like, it's going to surprise both of us. It's like, what now? I mean, and again, just for all of the YouTubers, viewers, censors, whatever out there, we are not hoping for bad things. But what's the next shoe to drop is what I want to know.
Do you fully understand the concept of entropy?
Entropy? No, tell me.
Okay, it's a term in physics that says over time, things become more chaotic.
Okay.
Now, if you study the path of a bullet when it leaves the barrel, it's very accurate to measure. If you go down 100 meters or 200 meters or 500 meters, the behavior becomes far more unpredictable. We have 4 months between now and the election. We have a Democrat candidate who is utterly senile, and quite bluntly, I'm sure there's a lot of doctors in the United States who are looking at it saying, hey, I've had patients that were better shaped than him die in 4 months. We have entropy, and over time, things are going to become more chaotic. We have Israel being decimated in Gaza, okay, and threatening to attack Lebanon. And if they attack Lebanon, we are going to have peace in the Middle East for the first time in 80 years because Hezbollah is going to clean their blocks and they're prepared. And Israel is not prepared. This war going on in Gaza and Lebanon and Syria because Benjamin Netanyahu wants to stay out of jail. And once he's out of office, he can be tried for corruption. And if there was ever a guy who's guilty of corruption, it would be Bibi Netanyahu. So we have the world, literally, with a fuse burning in Israel, and no telling what's going to happen there. The Russians have cleaned the clocks of the Ukrainians, and even Zelensky is starting to say, well, gee whiz, maybe we need to talk about peace. So NATO's plans have blown up in their face. Israel's plans have blown up in their face. The United States' plans have blown up in their face. And BlackRock's assassin can't hit a fucking target that he could have hit with a rock.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you have, not to mention, the whole thing going on with China and Taiwan, as we've discussed in the past, if you would. And then you have a currency war going on right now. it's like we just asked the question, what else can hit? Well, anything that we just talked about.
I'll tell you what can hit. You haven't even mentioned it. What the price of gold do today?
It's screaming.
It's screaming. It is. Let's see.
I'm going to your website. I'll tell you what it's doing.
It's up $37.50.
Yep.
A new all-time high for gold, and silver's like 3% away from the highest in 13 years. We have entropy, and it's going to be increasingly more difficult to predict the future. Did we talk about the butterfly effect last time?
I know, I don't know if we talked about it, but I know what you're referring to, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Butterfly effect says that a butterfly in Mexico flaps its wings, it can lead to a tornado in Texas. And if some small event can trigger something, it's a much larger event. And the key to that is if a small event can trigger a much larger event, what can a large event trigger? World War One started because Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated in Sarajevo. And that led to the deaths of 20 million people. And because of the way we settled World War One, that directly led to World War II, in which I think the number is 67 million people have died. I am staggered at how few people are demanding peace now. The Chinese want peace. The Russians want peace. NATO wants war. Zelensky wants war. Biden wants war. Strange enough, and I would not be a Trump supporter because he is owned and operated by AIPAC. Okay. I think his $500 million bond in the case in New York, I think somebody Jewish loaned him the money. We'll only find out afterward. But Trump has not said a word about the genocide in Gaza. And if someone talks about Gaza and doesn't mention the word genocide, they're lying, okay? Or they're evil, okay? It is genocide. I don't give a shit about the Russians. I don't give a shit about the Ukrainians. I don't give a shit about the Jews. I don't give a shit about the Muslims. Genocide is genocide. It doesn't make any difference who the target is. And strangely enough, the United States has killed a lot more people in the last 30 or 40 years than Israel has. And it hasn't been genocide, okay? Because the United States didn't care. Hell, they'd kill anybody for any reason whatsoever. There are millions of people who died as a result of the war on terror. Okay, going back to 2001. So we killed a lot of people. We didn't kill them because we hated them. We just killed them because they were, well, they weren't white. They were white. We wouldn't have killed them.
It was good foreign policy.
Yeah, well, Blinken cleared that up when he said that all these weapons going to Ukraine is good for the United States because 90% of the money comes back to the United States. And I'm going to tell you that anybody that says something like that is an evil motherfucker.
Yeah. No. 100%.
Yeah. 90% of the money comes back to the United States wrapped in the blood of a million Ukrainian young men. Actually, they're not even Ukrainian young men. Months ago, the average age of an Ukrainian
is
43.
Yeah.
So we are on the edge of something either very good or very bad. Strange enough, J.D. Hansen, okay, I think I like this guy, okay? He's against the war in Ukraine. Some of his ideas are good, and besides, he's a Marine. If he's a Marine, got to be a good shot.
My daughter asked me about him just last night, and I said, I don't know much about the guy other than he's against the war. So I have a very
Well,
open mind.
what do you, what else do you need to know? I mean,
Right.
it's crazy. These wars are so easy to be against. I mean,
Yeah.
you have to be evil to these wars and the lies that are told. Yeah.
Yeah.
Russia invaded Ukraine. Oh, really? Did that have something to do with the millions of dollars that the DOD paid the RAND Corporation for a report in 2019 that said this is what you need to do if you want Russia to invade Ukraine? Oh, damn, I hadn't thought about that. Oh, you didn't think about the $5 billion that Victoria Nuland spread all over Ukraine, buying every thug and Nazi in the country?
Right.
Really?
Right.
What's wrong with that? You mean overthrowing the democratically elected leader of the country is good?
Right. Let me ask you, let's assume for a second nothing happens to Trump, and let's assume he does win. Are you optimistic then that things not, and again, I preface this that you're not a, and I don't want to speak for you, but you're not a Republican. But do you think things will actually change then?
I think that things are going to change because of the butterfly effect. I would say there is a 70 to 80% chance there will be no election. I don't see the Democrats and BlackRock rolling over playing dead. I mean, they can't pry Joe Biden out of the presidential office, okay? The guy can't speak an entire sentence without, like a blithering idiot. He confuses Zelensky with Putin. He confuses Trump as his black vice president. It's a joke,
Yeah.
okay? It's patently absurd. Why is everybody pretending this guy is anything other than a blithering idiot? He's the town fool. So
Right.
this idea that the town fool is going to somehow defeat Trump in election, Jesus, that's incredible. And then you've got the people who are fighting behind the scenes. You've got Newsom and you've got Clinton and you've got Harris. And they all want to be the candidate. And even Michelle Obama. And I really hope Michelle Obama doesn't get into office because she got a bigger dick than I do.
I heard the rumor. So I guess moving, my next question would be here. What advice would you give? And it's if you're not already taking precautions or hold up, what would you do to somebody that's just hearing this?
I would take precautions. To the extent that I've made a lot of predictions that have more or less been spot on.
Yeah, on my show.
I called the top of Nevada to the day. It's attempting a comeback right now. It's going to fail. The general stock market is on the verge of a precipice. Bad things are going to come, and because of the butterfly effect, little tiny things like Biden being totally senile and somebody trying to assassinate Trump. It is going to be more and more and more difficult to predict things. I will predict the Secret Service and Mayorkas is going to do everything in their power to cover up the 10 or 15 screw ups that they made. Now, Mayorkas, this is really funny. Okay, everybody hates these trick questions, but trick questions are really easy. If there was one person in the political arena in the United States who should be grandfathered in to Secret Service protection, who would it be? And I'll give you a hint. His father was assassinated and his uncle was assassinated. So who should automatically be given Secret Service protection?
Kennedy.
Oh, no shit. Bingo. Here's what's really funny. Kennedy
has none, right?
Mayorkas came out today and said, you know, after careful reconsideration, Joe Biden has ordered me to give Secret Service protection to Kennedy. Now, that's the good news. Do you want the bad news?
Yeah.
This is the fucking Secret Service. The idiot. These are the idiots just allowed a guy to climb up on a building. They watched him for several seconds. They could have whacked the guy easily.
And a person that can't hold, an agent that can't holster her weapon.
You'll be in charge of the detail. We need to advance the women. I mean, women need to be made to look as stupid as the men.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. In a stream. Well, we live in interesting times, and yeah, that's it. Just keep your eyes open, talk to good people, network, and just make sure your affairs are in order and prepared for anything. So that's what I would say.
I would say much the same. It's a good time to have 6 months to a year's food in your pantry. It's a good time to have some gold and silver in your hand. It's a really bad time to be speculating on Nevada or Bitcoin. And things are going to change that virtually no one can predict. I mean, if you had gone to Vegas and said, I want to bet on Trump surviving an assassin and being wounded in the ear, I mean, they would have given you $1 billion to 1 odds. You could have gone in there $10 and come out with $10 billion. Okay. Yeah, I'm not happening. It's like, are you kidding? That might happen. So the deep state has shot its wad.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now it's like, what? What do they got? So it's actually, they have to amp it up more, be more extreme. They have
they're going to try to, but it is so obvious now that they fail and that they're fully dysfunctional. It's like COVID and the CDC and Fauci. Everything we were told, we now know it's a lie. You would be familiar with what CNN first reported Saturday night.
That he fell. Tripped and fell?
The Secret Service escorted Donald Trump from the venue because he fell.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I was really deliberately watching CNN and MSNBC to see the spin. To see what they would say.
I say things that other people think and are afraid to say. I'm old. What are they going to do? Shave my head and send me to Vietnam? I've said many, many times, everything the mainstream media says is a lie. And to call an attempted assassination a fall just exposes how corrupt the mainstream media is. Now, I don't mean to beat up CNN. CNN's just the worst of the worst. But there are dozens of other stations that are just as corrupt. I mean, that was so remarkable. I'm just saying, I'm in Never Never Land, okay? I'm in Disney World, and I'm in some alternative universe. So it's a good time to be especially cautious and look around and see what's important in your life, like your family, like your village, like your town, like your state, and try to figure out what you can do to make things better. If you're going to count on the mainstream media to tell you the truth, they're not going to. They're going to lie to you. If you're counting on Secretary Mayorkas or Biden or all those blithering idiots surrounding him to tell you the truth, they're not going to. They lie. So you are responsible for yourself. And it's time that Americans stand up for themselves and defend their country. They don't. No one will.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Bob, we'll end on that. I just want to thank you so much for your time. And just to, if anything happens, and I hope nothing happens, I'm going to send you an email so we can talk about
it. See ya.
All right. Appreciate you, brother.
Okay. Thanks, Andy.
Take care.
Bye.